Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the sixth parak and begin the seventh parak of Maseches Ksubos. We're up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Hamashlish Ma'os Lebito. If a person gave money to a third party in order to give it to his to take care of it as a dowry for his daughter, so he asked this third party, do me a favor, buy a field, and we'll use that for the dowry for my daughter. V'hi omeres ne'emon bali alai. And the girl says that I trust my husband to buy the field. I don't need you to buy a field for me. So just give the money to him. Yasa shalish mashuhushlash biyado. The third party who was trusted with the money has to do what he was appointed to do. That he's got to buy the field himself. That's what the father said he should do. And mitzvah l'shmoa. There's a to divrei ames. The mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Rather, there's a requirement to listen to what a dying person had told you to do. That's a din and dine mamonis. That you have to. It's almost like a kinyan. That when a man on his deathbed gives money and tells you to do something with that money, then that money, it's as if it's as if there's a kinyan been made for that purpose, and you got to do it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, v'chiena el asada v'hirotzel machra harei mechur me'achshav. Well, let's say he already bought the field, right? And the daughter wanted to sell the field. So it's sold from that very moment, because she has the right to sell it. So if she had sold the field, she'd be able to use the money however she wants, and part of that would be to give it to her husband, if that's what she wanted to do. So why go through the whole process, right? We're going to go have him buy a field. She's going to sell it. She'll take the money. She'll give it to the husband. Just, you know, skip all the middle steps and just give the money to the husband. Now, this machlokes from Rabbi Yossi is only during Erusin, before Nisuin actually happens. Once she has Nisuin, then everyone is moda that she can tell the shlish to give the money to her husband. However, b'medvar mamurim, when do we say that a woman who already has Nisuin can give the money to her husband? That's begadola. That's only if she's already over bas mitzvah. Aval b'ketana in maisa ketana klum. But if she's still a ketana, so whatever she suggests be done is not something we pay any attention to. She can't insist that the money be given to her husband. Now we move on to Perek Zayin of Maseches Ksubos, and the first part of this perek is going to talk about cases of a neder. So hamadir ishto milehoneslo. If a man made a neder that asers his wife to ever get any hana'a from him, so she's not allowed to use any money or any items that he gives her to support her. Ad shloshim yom yamid parnas. So for up to 30 days that neder is in effect, he could have someone else support her, and that way he'll provide for his wife without making her violate the neder. But yasur mikain, if it lasts more than 30 days, yotzi vitin ksuba. So then he's just in an unlivable marriage, and therefore he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bi Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says if she's married someone who's not a kohen, chodesh echad yikayim mushnayim yotzi vitin ksuba. So for 1 month they stay married, and after 2 months he has to divorce her if she wants and give her the ksuba. Ubekohenes. But if she's married to a kohenes, so then we got to give it a little more time, because divorce is final with an eshes kohen, because a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So shnayim yikayim, for 2 months he can keep her as his wife and have a third party supporting her. But shlosha yotzividim ksuba. By the time you get to 3 months, then he's got to divorce her, and if she wants to get divorced, and give her the ksuba, because that's an unlivable marriage. It's just we give a little more time for an eshes kohen than we would for an eshes yisrael. So to chazer what we did today, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person appoints a third party to buy a field as a dowry for his daughter, and the girl says, don't buy the field, just give the money to my husband, and I trust him to buy the field. So we have Machlok Tanoim. Rameir says, too bad, the third party has to buy the field. That's what he was instructed by the dying father to do. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, you might as well give it to the husband, because she could just sell the field and give it to him anyway. And then we said that when it comes to a ketana, even though normally a girl who has Nisuin can just instruct to give the stuff, the money to the husband, when it comes to a ketana, we don't listen to what the ketana has to say. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person takes a neder hana'a against his wife, that his wife is not allowed to get hana'a from him, so for the first 30 days, he can have a third party support her, but after that, if she says this is just not a workable, livable situation, so he divorces her and gives her her ksuba payment. And Rabbi Yehuda says that for 1 month he stays married to her with a third party supporting her, and by 2 months already he has to divorce her. But if he's a kohen, we give it an extra month, 2 months with a third party supporting her, and by the third month they have to get divorced. But from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.